I just want to just talk about Sayyinava, which you probably don't talk about, being here in Chutzor. I want to talk about Din of Shushan Purim, just to, briefly, because I figure it might be something you might be interested in hearing. It's, it's an amazing thing that, it's the only chag like that not all Jews keep it on the same day. Amazing, Pesach, everyone keeps Tesvav, B'Nisan, Sukkot. Every other chag. All of a sudden, on Purim, right? We have people who live in a krach, a mukav chav, Moshe Yeshua Benun. Yeah, they keep a different day. They don't keep our Purim out. That's amazing. Why they? As if it's two different yom tovim. Right. So the whole thing happens because Esther says, "Yinasein gam mocher la Yehudim." Right. One more day. Right. What did she want? How many more people did they kill? Yeah. Right, that's it. That's all. It was so important to get another 300 dead.
Well, I tell people in Washington, a lot of anti-Semites in Washington.
Right. Uh-huh. That was it. What was so important to get one more day just in that town, Dafka, in Shushan?
Powerful.
What?
Maybe they were powerful.
So for that comes the whole Shushan Purim, and they make it totally in Choma. Make it totally in, it's not a riot to build the wall, right? But the, make it totally in Choma. It's Choma, and it was, one more day. But, this issue of Mochor comes up often with Amalek. First of all, even before that, in her plot to bring down Haman by the Mishdayin, she didn't do it by the first thing, Mochor. Mochor. And by the original Mochemes Amalek, Mochor Anochi Nitzav Arosha Giva. There's a concept of Mochor constantly by Mochemes Amalek. So the idea is like this. The, Mochem El Hashem Ba'amalek Midor Dor. Right? It's going to be, it's going to take all the generations. Right? The Mochem of Amalek is not the pshat. Right, that you have like a pest you got to get rid of, right? So you just shoo them away. The fight against Amalek is for the sake of destiny. It's midor dor. So what does it mean midor dor? So Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, bo nachzik tova lavaseinu shumale chotu anu kamish lo bonu lolam. Right, we should be actually grateful that our forefathers screwed up here and there, because it makes us feel important, because we're cleaning up their mess. Otherwise, what would he do? Well, we would be meaningless. Right, anu kamish lo bonu lolam. Right, and the from the original chet eitz hadas tovara came the necessity of all the doros. After the chet says kotz v'dar dar tatzmiach loch. Right, so dar dar. Right. So aside from, it alludes to Mordechai, but it's Miloshin door, right? That what we have to do is ledor vador nodelecha, to make up for how the apikorsis that the Nachash fooled us into. So it takes all the doros. So we know the meaning of all the doros is to be metaken for chet adam arishon, right? Right. So now, and that's why all the doros are necessary, and hamam natar minayin, haminahetz, and that's why mochamal Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. He's mushrash in the Eitz Hadas, which created the whole necessity for all the doros between now and Shita Veshdin, that it has to be ledor vador no delacha, right? And the ikur is in Chodesh Adar, that we bring Yechid Hashem to Makata. To do the avodah of the doros, to be metaken the kotz v'dar dar tatzmiach lo, right? And that's why by Purim shuasam hayisa lo netzach v'sikvasam b'chol dor v'dor, right? So Mechamas Samok is not just to get rid of some type of problem that you have by circumstance. Now it's destiny. It's the war for destiny, and that's why there's always a view towards the future. It's not just to get right out of the tzarf day, but it's to make the timeline move forward as the world becomes more and more refined. It's for the sake of the world of tomorrow. So hayom la sosam umachar lekabel scharam. So it's always in a view for the future. For the future. By the all right. So now, is it? bearing that in mind, so there's a, so that's yinasin gam mochar la yehudim gam mochar that without we're going to refine this, but it, generally speaking, Shushan Purim is the Purim of tomorrow. You know, Purim the present is the Purim of today. Shushan Purim is yinasin gam mochar. It was special for, just for the purpose of pushing the timeline further, and that's why it's mano shalzeh lo zmano shalzeh, because this is the Purim of the present. This is the Purim of the future. All right. All right, that's what it's in. What's in it is about. So now to go a deeper, right, on this. So, you know, here's the question, right? If we mentioned before earlier tonight, Bereshis Bishul Yisrael Shnikaretz. The whole world's for Bereshis, for Klal Yisrael, right? Of course, Amalek wants to take that way. You know, Besod Reshis Goyim Amalek. They want to take our place in reality. But what were they thinking? When you kill out Klal Yisrael, the world's going to come to an end. Right? Because the whole Bria is for the sake of Klal Yisrael, the Torah. What were they thinking? What was the plan for the day after? What was their long-range plan? What was their plan for the future? So it's difficult. It's in the writings of the Ramat Vali, a Talmud of the Ramchal. They had an unbelievable conspiracy to make Shushan the new Yerushalayim and to trap the Shekhinah there. And that's the secret that Achashverosh by the party wore the big day kahuna, right? And that and also for a certain amount of time, you know, it looked like their conspiracy would be matzliach because they had Esther there. By Yom Hashi Vatubash Esther, love Shu, of course, Esther was the Mida of Malchus, the Mida of Shechina. They had her in captivity, Shechinta Begalusa, and they thought they could capture the Shechina and force it to stay there. The Shushan would be the new Yerushalayim to substitute for Yerushalayim, right? And they would hold the Shechina in captivity there, and that's what's going to keep the world going. And that's the side, you know, a further meaning that the Gemara says, you know, Haman and Achashverosh, one guy had a ditch and another guy had a mound, right? So they both hate the Jews. This one hates, so I'll sit there. So put your ditch in my mound. That they wanted, right? That you're mound and mound and ditch, right? That's what I meant. Yeah, right? We're not focal, right? They thought, you know, that means that you come to equilibrium, put the mound into the ditch, right? That Haman and Achashverosh thought that between them they could sandwich the Shechina there, hold it there. And now Zayin of Shushan Abira. Shushan Abira was supposed to be a replacement for the Shoshana. Which refers to the Shechina, right, in Yerushalayim. This would be the new Yerushalayim. They would hold the Shechina in captivity there, and that was the conspiracy. They'd capture the Shechina, the Shechinta Begalusa, and that's how to keep the world going. The day after Klal Yisrael's gone. That was to make Shushan the new Yerushalayim. So by the very last Purim, I was by my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro. I asked him this question. He says, "Yo, you know, from the Mishnah, in Maseches Tamid, there was a lishka in Bayis Sheni called Shushan Abira." I said, "Well, all the names, you want to remember that? They gave it a name in the office. Yeah, remember it's, you know, right, you know, where they used to hang out. It was at least partially chol, right? So a lishka called Shushan Abira. So I said, why was that? So he says, Lilamed Shekol Bayit Sheni." Called by Chedi Ba Mikoach Shushan Abira. That was part of the Vinafohu. Their conspiracy was to make Shushan the new Yerushalayim, and the part of the Vinafohu was that conspiracy failed, and Mikoach that the real base of Mikdash got rebuilt, and to make a zecher for that, they made a lishka called Shushan Abira, right? And that's Niflam Moed, right? Right, just to bring call full circle, you know, first of all, understanding why it's totally in Choma. So the Medrash says in Koheles, Shol l'nochash lama tamotzi ben agderos. Why are you, you know, the snake's hand under a fence? It said, Ani paratzti gidro shel olam. That the Chedei Tzedas was called, that there was no wall, right? That's why we need to build the wall, right? Paratz gidro shel olam, that, you know, that now the Tovin Ra, the Ra infiltrated reality. That's called, I broke the wall, right? You know, and that's what we daven Tivne Chomos Yerushalayim. That's to restore the walls of reality, to keep the Ra outside of reality. And that's Torah, Ani Choma Zu Torah. Tamar Chosvi Mamid Dvarim Kachoma. And that's why he made it totally in Chomer, Chomos Yerushalayim. But the main thing is that says the Yerushalmi, right? And the Rambam brings in Hilchos Megillah that the whole Shushan Purim was the covet of Yerushalayim. They were metaken Shushan Purim to give covet to Yerushalayim that was Chorev Bosozman, and you have to pretend as if it's fully booked. That's part of the Nafochu. Shushan was supposed to become the replacement for Yerushalayim, and that was the conspiracy of how they would continue the day after Klal Yisrael is gone. Shushan Purim is the whole Nafochu of that conspiracy, right? That Yinosin Gam Mocher LeYehudim, and it's to give covet to Yerushalayim, the real Yerushalayim, and to give it covet as if it's fully rebuilt, as if we're holding by Machar, the great, great future, when Rebosh will be Bone Yerushalayim, be Master Shechinasu, be Merabi Amenu.
Amen.